Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
High school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation. Underscore on the X. Do you, Noel? Do you still call it X, do you call it X, or do you call it Twitter?
Nah, I still call it Twitter. Just like my mom still calls State Farm the Omni.
I'm not laughing at your mom. I'm laughing with you because I ain't mad at it. I still call Bankhead. Because I live off of it. So when people
ask, because I work off of it. Yeah.
Only time I call it Veterans Memorial is when I know people ain't from that area or they ain't from Georgia. And if I say Bankhead, they'll clearly be lost. But when I'm talking to people from Atlanta, I say Bankhead. Like, you know where Bankhead is. I still say Bankhead. For a while, I was still saying Ashby Street. I was still saying Ashby for a good little while. What's another one I was still saying? There was a couple of them, but I ain't mad at your mama. It's the Omni. It was, yeah. She still call it the Omni. It done been two whole new stadiums, Noel. All right, welcome into your weekly dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of Georgia, man. We love to shine a light and highlight what's going on in high school. It's only an hour, but hey, man, we have a good time with it. We get as much as we can, so still to come. In fact, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Tyler Herring, standout wrestler for the Woodstock Wolverines wrestling team. And then a little later in the show, Reese Hickey, of the Mount Vernon Mustangs softball team, also Sanford commit. So she'll be, she's wrapping up her senior year and had a phenomenal senior season. Didn't quite end the way she would have wanted to, her and her teammates, that is, but still a great run for them. Young team, so they kind of knew they'd have their share of ups and downs, but overall I think they were ultimately satisfied and saw the progression that they needed to see. But again, great conversation with Reese that you'll hear coming up here a little bit later in the show. Real quick, just want to remind you too, Hawks back in action here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tomorrow night. They took the L tonight, unfortunately, to the Pistons, but they'll get a chance to kind of redeem themselves tomorrow when they take on and host the Toronto Raptors and look to get a game back in the standings. I was talking earlier, and I promise you we're going to get back into high school sports, but earlier on the Steakhouse was talking about the Hawks, and we were just talking about, should we be excited about where they're at now? I say yes, just for the simple fact that they opened up the season I think the win total, the over-under was 35. And they're sitting at, 22-21 now, Noel, after tonight's loss. So they've been playing 500 ball for a good while now. And I say all that to say that at this pace, they're going to, if you took the over, you're going to be a happy individual, because I really feel like they're going to hit that. And I think they're going to hit it impressively. So I say yes. I say yes, we should be happy. Look, injuries have been a big issue for the Hawks, unfortunately, this season. They've yet to really have everybody at 100% for a decent stretch, and I really think that will play a role. So we'll see, man. Yes, I say be happy with where they're at. I think they're going to end the season much better than people anticipated. So, and that'll only lead us, give us a lot of more optimism heading into next season. All right, without further ado, I got a chance to sit down with this young man. Again, I've been following his high school career since he started wrestling in high school. I'm not going to act like I've been following him all along. Like, we connected social media-wise via social media when he started wrestling in high school. I believe it was his freshman year. It may have been his sophomore year. But anyway, been keeping up with him. Again, phenomenal career. He recently reached 150 wins. So just really happy to have the opportunity to sit down with Tyler. And here is that conversation. And we'll head out to the Wave4.com hotline where Tyler joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tyler, first off, thank you for taking time out of your day to join me, man. And congratulations on the phenomenal high school career you've been having up to this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This point, and let's talk about it. As you reflect on where you are now compared to where you were when you first started wrestling in high school, what areas of growth would you say you're most proud of?
I feel like I definitely, like, my work ethic is definitely the most I feel like I've grown in. Like, I used to, freshman year, I, like, used to slack off a lot. And then, I mean, I was still getting the job done. And then these last year and a half, 2 years, I've really, like, shown improvement. I feel like it mainly started in the wrestling room.
All right, and coming into this season, what were some of the goals you set? And, you know, how do you feel things have been going so far?
My goal was to have an undefeated season and mercy rule my way through state. And so far, I've had an undefeated season. And we'll find out about the second part soon.
All right, and one thing we found out about, man, when you say being part of that undefeated season is you recently reached 150 career wins, man. Congratulations on that. And just talk about that moment and, you know, what it meant for you to reach that accomplishment.
I mean, it felt good, definitely, but it was just a small achievement of bigger goals that I have in the future.
All right, spending time on the Wave4.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tyler Herring, Woodstock Wolverines Wrestling, joining us, man. What have been some of the lessons for you, Tyler, that you've learned along the way that have been impactful for you throughout your high school career?
The main thing I've learned that is if you do not do the work, then you will not achieve your goals.
That's awesome, man. And a good bit of wrestling for you and your teammates left. You know, what things do you feel like you guys need to focus on down the stretch of this season?
Right now, I mean, it's just let our training take over and in the practice room just work on little things that we could get better at.
All right. And you talked about the fact, you know, like you said, mercy winning your way through state. But, you know, when it comes down to some of the wins you've had this season and really throughout your career, man, you've had some really quick wins. You know, is it a thing in which sometimes when you're getting ready to head into a match, you know, you can kind of tell that it's going to go really well? And if that's the case, you know, when do you kind of get that feeling?
I mean, it's honestly become just a natural habit at this point. I just go into every match with the same mindset of is just let my training take over and that will do its part. I mean, I've never really stressed too much in matches. I just try my hardest and have fun out there.
Good deal. Spending time on the Way4.com hotline. Tyler Herring, Woodstock Wolverines Wrestling, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So any young student athletes looking to get into wrestling, maybe they just started, Tyler, what words of advice would you give them?
Just work hard and try and have fun. That's it. I mean, that's all you need.
Good deal, man. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to join me, man. And it's been awesome kind of watching you. I know we connected on social media a couple of years back, and it's just kind of been awesome to watch you. Hopefully I'll be able to get a chance to come see you do your thing live. Now, are you guys, because I know duels, state duels are coming up and everything. Are you all active prior to that, or, you know, is you guys just kind of getting ready for that?
No, state duels was last week for my division.
Okay.
But we have next week starts individual, region, and then sectionals, and then state. So I'm looking forward towards that.
All right. And then this week, you guys got any action going on, or is it kind of more of a just preparation week for you?
This week will be a preparation week.
Good deal, man. Well, again, congratulations on the success you've been having throughout your high school career to this point, man. Awesome stuff, man. And again, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you, man. You have a good day as well.
All right, man. Great young man there. Tyler Herring again. Woodstock Wolverines Wrestling. And definitely appreciate him taking time out of his day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In fact, want to remind you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the NFL playoffs. Join us for all the action of the conference championship games this Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the NFL on Westwood One and brought to you by your Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Prize Picks, Run Your Game, and by Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee Way. Speaking real quick, all right, I know high school, but I gotta get back to, I gotta get this off my chest, Noel. And maybe, I don't know. Do you dabble a little bit in some of the wagering? Do you get into it a little bit?
Oh, it's so convenient. You asked me that. I took an L tonight.
Oh, with the Hawks?
Yeah.
That two, what was it? 2.5, wasn't it?
Well, I went with assists. So I went with the assist numbers on Prize Picks.
And, okay.
Cade hit his, but I needed one more out of Jalen and like two more out of Trey.
Oh, gotcha. So my issue was from this past weekend. I had my parlay was, I took the Rams to cover.
Okay.
Which, you know, that ended up being a push, so I was good there. Notre Dame was there, but then the field goal. They gave up the third and 12 to put them in field goal range. So, but the one that stung the most was the Ravens.
Yeah, man.
And it stung because, so the first time they go for two, I'm thinking to myself, just take the point.
Take the points. Don't
just
chase points.
Take the point. You'll be down by one. You're good. Take the point. They don't do it. Whatever. Then Mark Andrews drops the first pass or fumbles the first time. And I'm like, great. That's it. It's a wrap. Lo and behold, Lamar, they put together a nice drive. They get back within it, right? Then they get within two on that next situation where they go for the two-point conversion. And they drop it again. Ugh. And I was more so upset again about the first time going for two. Because at that point, they had it, just took the point. They would only needed a point.
Right.
To send it to overtime.
Right.
And then
you
hopefully
just kick the field goal.
Right.
And then, right.
So you want to talk about somebody that was very upset with that particular game.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't probably Mike Bell upset because, you know, Mike Bell. When
yeah,
he,
man.
But, man, I mean, it was just.
I turn the volume down sometimes.
Man, what? But it just, that one stung, man. Yeah. And, again, it was the first two-point conversion was the one that, me personally, I kept going back to, like, why didn't y'all just take the point? You would have been down by one. You would have been straight. Then at that point, if the game still played out kind of how it did, you would have only needed the extra point to tie the game to send it to overtime.
You would put yourself in an easier position, which is why you like you see us, you know, hindsight a lot, like don't chase points early in the game. But it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter how long you've been coaching or been in these situations, or there's just always going to be a questionable moment. It was like, why did you decide to do that.
And I wonder if that was one of those analytics situations.
You know, that's what they tell you. You know, if you don't get the 2-point conversion, then you're still within the 3 points if you got to kick a field goal or whatever. That's where you're thinking. But then it's down at the end of the game when you could have tied it up or won the game with the extra point.
Right.
That's when it comes back to bite. That's when those analytics and those ideas come back to bite.
Right. And that's my thing. You know, you always hear people say, you know, that analytics argument, it's kind of, you know, people either think it's a great thing or they think it's not. Me personally, I think I am old school. I don't think you need it. I don't think analytics. Like, let's take the Hawks tonight. All those threes. Like, I cannot stand low percentage shots in close games.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand low percentage shots when you're in the lead and you really have no need for them. Let's just get some bunnies, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
It's that kick out. And you hear Nick say it all the time if you listen to FanDuel's broadcast. Right. Like, Nick be like, y'all, why do y'all, you're right there at the basket.
Right.
Why are you throwing it to the three-point line?
Yes.
And it's like for certain shooters and certain rhythm bounces, you're like, okay, sure, why not?
Right.
But, like, I don't know how many times I really want you, if you're Jalen Johnson, to throw that ball to Okongwu in the corner if you're right there at the and to be fair, that's not a pass that Jalen Johnson's usually gonna make. Jalen Johnson's usually gonna go coast to coast.
Right.
But just as an example, like that's not really a pass I wanna see you make. Like that's now I'm crossing my fingers for O to make that shot instead of you just, you know, bamming it and maybe getting an and one.
Right, exactly.
So like I'd rather you try to get the and one than that type
exactly.
of
exactly.
Like there's certain shooters that can do it, but
Yeah.
Or the situations where you're on the goal line, why are we throwing passes instead of handing it to your running back when you have a Derrick Henry, Saquon, Bijan type of back, Gibbs kind of back.
Or, you know, if you even want to go back to what Super Bowl was that, and you got a Marshawn Lynch back there.
Exactly. Like, when you have that type of back, it's like, why are you making it more complicated
exactly.
than it is?
So, how does that tie into high school sports? We want you to learn.
I mean, no, seriously.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you are, but to be honest, you're not wrong, because a lot of the things that we see in the pro game that we feel like could be better, like tackling or situational things or receivers or quarterbacks being able to learn playbooks or whatever, it is stuff you got to learn at that middle school, high school level.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And then progress.
Without a doubt.
And especially now when college is so big business that it's more advantageous for us to win than for me to really teach you how to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're probably going to be up out of here within 2 years anyway, and I'm bringing the next crop. It's such a money game that you only got a finite amount of time to really, really, really get those fundamentals in and become a player that really wants to grow on those fundamentals and take it up to those next levels. Because I'm tired of shoulder tackling. I'm so tired of y'all throwing that shoulder in the people on the football field. Like, that's going to be the end all, be all. And then you trying
and
to figure out
they
how
bounce,
they got 15 more yards.
Right, I say they bounce right off you and keep it pushing.
Like, you down there looking crazy. About to go in the tent almost.
Right. So.
And then they done picked up 15 more yards. Like, can y'all please wrap up? Like, those are the small fundamental things that you really want the pros to keep in mind. And it really does start at a young age.
Yeah, it really does. And so that's, you know, I don't listen. I'm never going to try to tell a coach what to do. That ain't my role. I'm here to just highlight what y'all do. But I will say,
we just raised the eyebrows on the couch.
Yeah. I will say there are a lot of, and not necessarily on the high school level. To your point, it's probably more middle school and especially youth sports. There's a lot going on those levels that's not benefiting. I'll say it that way. It's not benefiting these kids in the long run. And that's where it's got to start. You know, when I used to coach football, shout out to Sandtown, I didn't know what I was doing as far as like being this, you know, superb X's and O's guys. But one of the things I did know was just from being on the sidelines covering high school sports was one of the most frustrating things for high school coaches is for kids to get to that level and be talented but not really know the game. You know what I'm saying? And that was really almost any sport. So what I used to do was I used to try to, you know, dumb things down for these kids that I was coaching at 6, 7, and 8 years old. But I'd give them a playbook. You know, I'd start off the beginning when we're doing summer workouts. All right, here's the, here are the positions. Here's what these letters stand for. Here's the definitions of this. You know what I'm saying? And then we progress as the season
like
went on.
Blocks.
You know what I'm saying? And I used to have a parent or two be like, what they need them folders for? What they need them playbook? It's like, listen, if anything else, if a kid comes through me some kind of way, at least when they get up to another level, they'll have some kind of base, like you said, mm-hmm. some kind of foundation. And I think that's what's missed a lot with the youth, the younger end of sports before these kids. There's nothing wrong. Like, people got to understand that there's a fine window when these kids are sponges. And mm-hmm. they know they can take in yep. more and memorize more than you think they can, and that's underestimated. Yep. And I learned that because we played a team, shout out, this was North Henry back in the day, and I saw their lineman pulling at like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the heck?
You're like, how you right. do that?
Right. Like,
you're like, I just taught it to him.
Right. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, just all my young student athletes out there, man, learn the game, man. Yes, you got to be talented. You got to put in the hard work, but study the game.
Yeah.
Study the freaking game, because that is going to matter more than anything.
Because I'm going to say this before we go to break. I just kind of like got in the world of like youth AA basketball mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, I'm looking at some of the stuff from a couple years ago, and somehow Julian Newsom came across my show.
Right.
I know you
right.
know that.
Yes,
name.
Yes, yes.
And that's kind of like the prime example of what you don't want to coach a kid to be.
Right.
And like, and it's kind of not all on him, because that's what they coached him to
that's
be.
That's what
like,
they coached him to be. Exactly.
And
yep.
ISO. And, yep. And then you get up to a kid like, you know, Melo Ball, mm-hmm. who, you know, all the stuff LeVar got going on or whatever, yep. he yep. taught them the game.
Yes.
Like, LaMelo was a real point guard even then, and you saw the difference with them going up against each other.
Yeah.
It wasn't just size.
Yeah.
It was size. It was lack of knowledge of
it
the game.
It was the IQ.
It was
yeah.
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 And ego. It was all of it wrapped in one,
mm-hmm.
and you saw two sides of the same coin. You saw what ego can be with, like, a lot of work and learning the mm-hmm. game and all those other things, and what it can be when you're just a social media star.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, matter of fact, if you want to chime in, we're going to go ahead and hit this break. 404-726-0929. Feel free to hit us up. Chime in. What are you seeing? What's going on wrong in the world of youth sports, high school sports, all that good stuff? Plus, Reese Hickey, Mount Vernon Mustangs softball. Got a chance to catch up with her. Got a chance to see her play this season, which, man, she's a pitcher and just phenomenal. Stanford commit, and you'll hear that conversation. It's all coming up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.